You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Appreciate that you're hanging out with us here on a Football Tuesday. Vic and Jim Donovan with you. And let's, in 216-578-0850, we got Carly McCord is tweeting about this show throughout the show, and you can tweet us at Browns_Daily as well. Al in North Carolina on the line. Hello, Al.
Hey, Vic and Jim, how you guys doing?
Good.
Great. What's up?
Yeah, well, hey, longtime Browns fan, I got a question for you. Well, you guys mentioned the it factor earlier when referring to Johnny Manziel.
Right.
And I watched this video on ClevelandBrowns.com with an interview with Coach Petten, and he made a pretty powerful statement when asked about Brian Hoyer, and he responded saying his intangibles are tremendous. He's a great leader who prepares well. His football acumen is off the chart, he said.
Mm-hmm.
And he said with certain quarterbacks, you look for that it factor, and he's got it, he said. So, and despite the fact that Mike Lombardi is no longer there, it seems to be not make a difference because Coach really likes this kid. And so my question to you is, since you guys are in the building, do you have any idea what's going on there with the coaching staff, with Shanahan, with Farmer? Are they intending to start Hoyer next season, or are they going to go with a quarterback? Of course, they're going to draft him, but with this athlete thing that Farmer was mentioning, not necessarily a quarterback on pick four, what are their intentions? What do you guys
Al, have you heard? Okay, Al, I can honestly tell you, even being in this building, I don't honestly know if there is an intention to start Hoyer. I hear the same things. I heard the same things you did from Mike Petten. I think it's telling that Petten was that emphatic in talking up Hoyer and the qualities of Hoyer that he liked, the same qualities that a lot of us liked in the brief snapshot that we got to see him last year. That said, I think it's a wide-open canvas. You're going into a draft where the quarterback might very well be taken by the Browns fourth overall. Might be taken somewhere in the first round, but I think it's going to be a high choice, and I think there's going to be the definition of that player as the quarterback of the future, the investment, all of those things. Wherever that guy is taken fairly early in this draft, he's taken with the intent of getting this job, and then the only question is how soon does he have it? How soon is he out there? And I think Brian Hoyer, at the very least, and it could be at the very most, is the bridge guy.
He is. Al is right. Mike Petten was right. And I think you and I would both agree that Brian Hoyer's strong suit in those games that totally shocked us, I think, Vic. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, he did in Minnesota that day, and remember now, he threw three touchdowns. He also threw three picks, but he was able to get off of that.
Right.
And, I mean, he was cruising along, and then the interceptions came. My point is, he was impeccably prepared for when he played. I mean, impeccably prepared for the Vikings. He was prepared for the Bengals, which came in here with a very good defensive team, and I think he was ready to roll that night against Buffalo, which would have been against Mike Petten. And so I think that Brian Hoyer is so much advanced over where he was when he left Michigan State and then ended up with the Patriots. I mean, he's learned his lessons well. That's what Brian Hoyer's got going for him right now. When he comes in here, he knows how to do it now. He's really learned how to do it, how to prepare. So in that way, he's ahead of the game a little bit. But Vic is right. I mean, if you make such a high investment in a young quarterback, the wait time now in the NFL, I mean, there is no wait time anymore. These guys that get drafted real early like this, you know, they are pressed right into action. RG3, Tannehill, Brandon Whedon, Andrew Luck. All of these guys, because that, you know, the window to get them in, you just can't wait because of the investment you're making in the pick and what that pick resonates with on the salary, on the payroll.
There's a lot of pressure to do that. I'm of the school that says play him when he's ready. And if ready is this summer, then play him. But I'm inclined to think ready isn't this summer, and teams tend to force those issues. We saw the magic of 2012 with those young quarterbacks, and of course one of them, Russell Wilson, ending up in the Super Bowl this past year, but the magic of 2012 missed this last quarterback class. The reality was more what we saw of Geno Smith, having his struggles with the Jets, except when he played the Browns, and E.J. Manuel with the Buffalo Bills,
right.
Where there are still lingering questions, and I talk with a lot of people there, and of course still have a lot of connection back in Buffalo, and their thoughts about the quarterback issue there are, even though you've got a guy like E.J. Manuel on the team, are every bit, the questions almost seem to be as close to being as great as they are here in Cleveland.
So really, through all of that, Al, in North Carolina, I mean, Brian Hoyer becomes a really nice piece to the puzzle to have. Because if you do have to wait, if you go by Vic's philosophy of, hey, if the kid's not ready, don't put him in there. I mean, it could be disastrous. Then it's nice to have that guy there. And I think what you would have is a kid that is that will be impeccably prepared to play in a game.
Yeah, without question. And that is on this coaching staff to get the guy ready to play,
right.
Whether it's short-term, longer-term, how much is he learning and watching. But here's the thing with Hoyer. I think he's done enough or shown enough that he can also survive the fact that his two biggest advocates, which were Banner and Lombardi,
they were his biggest advocates,
are no longer in the building. Right. But you heard what Patton said, and that's a plus for him. But now it's up to, does Ray Farmer share that opinion too?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, he's not been as effusive. I don't think he's got anything against him at all. But remember, that wasn't somebody he picked. And it's a big deal when you pick players to a prototype physically and every other way, skill set. So, all right, Gerard Cherry is going to join us next here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Stick around on ESPN 850 WKNR.